Woja, how you doing? I'm Mike Harding, sat in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales on a beautiful spring morning. The birds are all cheeping and chirping away and hiding in the ivy on the back of the house, and I'm sitting here with a cup of coffee and a stack of CDs to play for the next 2 and a bit hours. You're very, very welcome indeed. Gonna kick off straight away with a track from a fantastic new album from the Québécois band Le Vent du Nord, The North Wind. The new album is called Territoire. Le Vent du Nord are part of a unique French-speaking musical tradition, and I think they are the dog's gonads. Here they are with Adieu du Village. Wonderful stuff, Adieu du Village, Le Vent du Nord, from their new album, Territoire. And I believe they're coming over here on tour sometime soon. If you do get a chance to see them, go, because live, They are absolutely amazing. Now, I've been a huge fan of Naomi Bedford ever since I first heard her sing. She's not just got an exciting and interesting voice, she's also got a lot of depth to everything she does. Her new album is a cracker, and it does exactly what it says on the label. The album is called Singing It All Back Home, Appalachian Ballads of English and Scottish Origin, and it's terrific. From it, this is Naomi Bedford and Paul Simmons with a song which sometimes goes under the title of The Prickle Eye Bush, about a man about to be hanged, pleading for mercy or for somebody to come to his aid. The Appalachian version you're going to hear now is called Hangman.
1, 2, 3... See my father coming and walking a many a mile. Father, have you brought me home? Have you paid my fee? Have you walked a many a mile to see me on a hanging tree? See me on a hanging tree. I think I see my brother coming, walking a many a mile. Brother, have you brought me home? Have you paid my fee? Have you walked many a mile to see me on a hanging tree? See me on a hanging tree. See my true love coming, just walking a many a mile. True love, have you brought me gold? Have you walked a many a mile to see me on a hanging tree? See me on a hanging tree. Yes, I paid your fee. Yes, I walked for many a mile to save you from a hanging tree.
Naomi Bedford and Paul Simmons from the album Singing It All Back Home, Appalachian Ballads of English and Scottish Origin, with their version of Hangman. I'll play another track from that album later in the show, because I think it's absolutely terrific. Now, the brilliant new album from Derry Farrell is really going very, very well indeed. I think he's in Australia at the moment. Anyway, he's working all around the globe, and he certainly knows how to pick a great song. Alan Bell, who ran Fleetwood Folk Festival for many years and also, of course, sang with the Blackpool Taverners, wrote many fine songs, and this is one of them. I first heard the McCalmans singing this when I was nobbut a lad. This is Derry Farrell from his album A Lifetime of Happiness with the Alan Bell song Windmills.
Yeah. In days gone by, when the world was much younger, we'd harness the wind to work for mankind. Seamen built all ships that sailed on the ocean, while landsmen built mills, the corn for to grind. And around, went the big sails, turning the shafts and the grey wooden wheel. Creaking and groaning, the millstone keeps turning, grinding to flour the good corn from the fields. In Flanders and in Spain and in the lowlands of Holland, in the kingdoms of England and Scotland and Wales. Oh, windmills grow up all along these great coastlines, ships on the land with their high canvas sails. And around, went the big sail, turning the shafts and the grey wooden wheel. Creaking and groaning, the millstone keeps turning, grinding to flour the good corn from the fields. In Lancashire lands we worked hard on the good earth, sowing and ploughing the seasons declared, waiting to reap all the rich golden harvest, while the miller lay idle his mill to repair. And around went the big sail, turning the shaft and the grey wooden wheel. Creaking and groaning, the millstone keeps turning, grinding to flour the good corn from the fields. Windmills of old wood, all darkened by weather, and windmills of stone, gleaming white in the sun. And windmills like giants, all ready for tilting, and windmills that died in the gale of a storm. Big sails, turning the shafts and the grey wooden wheel. Creaking and groaning, the millstone keeps turning, grinding to flour the good corn from the fields. Grinding to flour the good corn from the fields.
The album's called A Lifetime of Happiness. That was Derry Farrell with his version of Windmills. The album produced by Donald Lunny, and it shows. Now, another track from the new album by John Wilkes. The album's called Midlife. This track is called I Can't Find Brummagem. Brummagem is the old word for Birmingham, and I will never forget my first trip to Birmingham, to Mick Hipkiss's club at the Old Contemptibles on Livery Street, near Snow Hill Station. I, too, couldn't find Brummagem, or at least there I was in Brummagem, and couldn't find the club, or at least I could see the club, and I couldn't get to it, because I was stuck on Spaghetti Junction. And I thought, like Rip Van Winkle, I could have ended up there for 100 years, but luckily I found my way off by following a Welk seller who was heading towards the pub. Here's John Wilkes, black country singer-songwriter, with his version of the traditional street ballad, I Can't Find Brummagin.
Full 20 years and more have passed since I left Brummagin, but I set out for home at last to good old Brummagin. But every place is altered so, there's hardly a place that I would know. It fills my heart with grief and woe, I can't find Brummagin. As I was walking down our street, as used to be in Brummagin, I knowed nobody I did meet, there's no one there in Brummagin. And Spicial Street's the great unknown, and so the old church stands alone, and poor old I stands here to groan, I can't find Brummagin. On Fridays to the ship ashore, we'd set sail for Brummagin. From ship to snobs we'd go once more, the heady nights of Brummagin. And though it all feels safer now, this cleanliness won't do somehow. This big buff here I wouldn't know, I miss the roads of Brummagin. Oh, I remember one John Grousey, Buckles made in Brummagin. He lived himself a country house to be out the smokes of Brummagin. And though John's country house stands still, the town itself walked up the hill. Now he lives beside a smoky mill in the middle of the streets of Brummagin. That abound in good old Brummagin, may trade and happiness be found in good old Brummagin. And though no ship ashore we've gotten, Spicial Street's a coffee shop, may we always have enough for a cup of milk within Brummagin.
I really like that album. It's full of really interesting songs like that. I Can't Find Brummagin, John Wilkes from his new album, Midlife. Now, one track from the past, a blast from the past, if you like, that I forgot about. I discovered recently when I was over in Ireland and found this on the shelf. The band is called Morga. The album is of the same name. It's Hippopotamus or Eponymous, whatever you call it. And this is a great set of tunes, two jigs and a reel. Tatter Jack Walsh, Larry the Beer Drinker, and Round the House and Mind the Dresser. Lovely stuff. That was Tatter Jack Walsh, Larry the Beer Drinker, and Round the House and Mind the Dresser from Morga's eponymous album. I think they only made one other CD, For the Sake of Our Decency, I think it was called. Shame. Great band. Now, many of you will know the work of Rhiannon Giddens, who, as well as making lots of solo albums, has worked for many years with the Carolina Chocolate Drops, which is a new project in company with three other African-American musicians, Alison Russell, Layla McCalla, who many of you will know, and Amethyst Kaya. They've made an album called Songs of Our Native Daughters. They got together and, pulling from and inspired by music from the African-American tradition and using narratives from slaves who told the stories of their own lives from the early minstrelsy. That doesn't mean the corked up minstrel shows, but the real original minstrelsy, and also fellow banjo players. They came together, worked together, rehearsed together, and have brought out what I think is an album of pure joy and sorrow too, because there's lots of hard-hitting songs on it. But let's see what you think. I'll play you one of the tracks from it now. I'll play you another one in a week or two's time. From the album Songs of Our Native Daughters, this is a song written by Amethyst Kia, Black Myself.
Stop shipping work horses, red yarn.
Wow, amazing voices. An amazing song. Black Myself from the album Songs of Our Native Daughters, and the band simply called Our Native Daughters. Now I want to play you another song from the Furrow Collective's new CD, their third album. Furrow Collective, Lucy Farrell, Rachel Newton, Emily Portman and Alistair Roberts, who seems to be all over the place at the moment doing all kinds of exciting things. I think the music that they make together is absolutely wonderful. And this is a version of a song which in Ireland is called What Put the Blood, and is here called My Son David. It was collected, would you believe, in London in November 1953 by Alan Lomax, the great American song collector from the wonderful Jeannie Robertson.
When the sun and the moon meet in your shall be.
My Son David from the Furrow Collective's recent album Fathoms. Now, Tom Russell is one of the giants of Americana. You'll know his songs. Songs like St. Olaf's Gate, Who's Gonna Build Your Wall, The Man from God Knows Where. Well, he's a new album out called October in the Railroad Earth. And I'm going to play you a track from it now and read you the blurb. Buried in one of Bristol's cemeteries lies an incongruous resident. Here in the mild, mild west of England is the unlikely grave of a young Mexican cowboy, Isidore Gonzalez, tragically killed and laid to rest in the summer of 1903. This is Isidore's story of how he came to be in Bristol, of his untimely death, and how his last resting place was found again.
Cantar un corrido papá mío and Buffalo Bill, a song from my bones in a graveyard in Bristol, neat an unmarked grave on the hill. We crossed the great waters a long time ago with cowboys and wild buffalo.
Oi.
Two shows a day for the folks of old England in a thing called a Wild West Show. Aye, 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 hanging rattle, amigos. Spur wild while the foreigners cheer. Close the fairgrounds down, ride a bronc into town. Get drunk on their strong English beer.
Wow.
Shouting, Isidore Gonzalez is here. On the last matinee, on the final day, my bronco, he fell on his side. I tried to roll clear, but he kicked my right ear. Then he rolled on me twice and I died. Now it's a long, long way from Monterey, Mexico, to a cemetery on a far Bristol hill. Mi nombre es Isidore Gonzalez, amigos, and I rode broncs for Buffalo Bill. Ay, 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 hanging rattle, caballeros, spur wild while the foreigners cheer. Close the fairgrounds down, ride a mule into town. Get drunk on their strong English beer.
Ah!
Shouting, Isidore Gonzalez is here. Well, they laid my bones in old Bristol, England, neath an unmarked granite gravestone. Me pistolas in their museo, boys. They buried my boots with my bones. Now I flew as a raven to Monterrey, Mexico, where I'm perched on my old windowsill. Mi nombre es Isidore Gonzalez, amigo, and I rode with Buffalo Bill. Ay, 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 hanging rattle, caballero, spur wild while the foreigners cheer. Close the fairgrounds down, ride a mule into town. Get drunk on their strong English beer. Crying, Isidore Gonzalez is here. What a Isidore Gonzalez is here. Isidore Gonzalez is here.
Isn't that great? A song about a Mexican cowboy buried in a graveyard in Bristol, Somerset. The world's a funny place, isn't it? I remember my grandmother telling me how she, as a young girl, went to see Buffalo Bill Cody's Wild West Show in Salford, Manchester. And I believe there's actually a Native American buried somewhere, Swinton or Pendlebury, somewhere like that. I must do some research and look it up, and perhaps even write a song about it, though I bet the song has already been written. That was Isidore Gonzalez from Tom Russell's new album, October in the Railroad Earth. Now I'm going to play you another track from Kim Richards' fabulous new album, Leaves That Fly. And this is her version of one of the great sea shanties of all time. Sea shanties, as many of you will know, were work songs used by the sailors at sea to help them get on with their jobs, to pull the ropes all together, for example. And this is what is called a halyard shanty, for pulling on a long rope, taking a deep breath and getting a fresh grip when you're lowering a heavy sail. The song is called Shallow Brown, and many of you will know that Percy Grainger wrote a terrific arrangement of this beautiful, beautiful song.
Bound away to leave you shallow, oh shallow brown. Bound away to leave you shallow, oh shallow brown. Master's going to sell me shallow.
Shallow Brown from Kim Richards' album Leaves That Fly. And there's been a bit of discussion going on about his name, Shallow, S-H-A-L-L-O-W. And I think it's a corruption of Shiloh, as in the Bible, S-H-I-L-O-H, because biblical names were very often given to African-American slaves. And that song's about him. Now, the Gillespie brothers come from the North Tyne area. I think they're actually from Hexham originally. I like their first album very much, and their new one is even better. This is their version of a song called Blackberry Blossom, which is based on a traditional Appalachian tune, and the words to it were written, I believe, by Michelle Schacht.
To the blossom, blackberry blossom, when the summertime came. The blackberry blossom, where the last time I saw one was down in the bramble where I rambled in spring. The bramble was wild, I was torn by the briar, my love awoke. As I lay there with a flower in my hair, cheeks all aflush, it was a blackberry blossom from the blackberry bush. Berry, well, I didn't miss the blossom, blackberry blossom as white as the snow. But the berry that it brings is sweeter than molasses, black as the wings of the Arkansas Crow. The Arkansas Crow is a devil and a demon, and he's known for his cack and his screaming ever scared away the swallow and the thrush from the blackberry blossom on the blackberry bush. Picking berries when that crow flew above me, carrying my lover's soul far away. Now every spring I lay a blackberry blossom by a cold gravestone on the Arkansas clay. The Arkansas clay is rocky and hard where the weeds are growing over the old graveyard as the day settles down to an evening hush or the blackberry blossom. To the blossom, blackberry blossom, when the summertime came, the blackberry blossom, well, the last time I saw was down in the bramble where I rambled in spring. The bramble was wild, I was torn by the bride, my love wooed me. As I lay there, the flower in my hair, cheeks all aflush, it was a blackberry blossom.
Lovely. The Brothers Gillespie from their album The Fell with Blackberry Blossom, and I must play you a track or two from that in the future because it's a cracking album. Now, I don't really know how to put this, but many of us in the folk world were completely and utterly shocked this week to hear of the death of Johnny Dickinson. Johnny Dickinson, a great singer, great musician, songwriter, great slide guitar player who came from Northumberland, from a rural area. I remember talking to him years back and asking him how he got to be such a great slide guitar player. And he said, well, when you live up in the sticks, away from everywhere, there's not much else you can do. He was a truly great guitarist. Recorded him with the BBC many years back. And also, I played him on this show from time to time. He was a gentle person. I got to know him fairly well, and he was a lovely man to be with, softly spoken and very respectful of everybody else's music, a great listener as well as a great player. And I know that the Northeast has been shaken by his death. He did suffer for a long time with a particularly foul illness, but managed to somehow get on with things, and we thought he was doing okay, but it was not to be. My condolences, of course, go to his wife and family. We will, many, many, many of us, miss him greatly. Here he is, just to show you how great the man was, with a cracking version of Seven Yellow Gypsies, or the Gypsy Rover, here called Blackjack Davy.
Blackjack Davy riding through the woods, he sang a song so gaily, he sang so loud he made the wild woods ring, and stole the heart of a lady, stole the heart of a lady. Old man, he came home that night, inquiring for his lady. man spoke before he thought. She's run with the blackjack thief, she run with the gypsy boy.
Castles and Old Kings, the late and great Johnny Dickinson with Blackjack Davy. Now, strange things happen to me when I'm surfing the web sometimes, looking for other things. And the other day I was going around looking for a version of a song somewhere, and I came across a singer called Tia Blake, who I'd never heard of before. She only made one album called Folk Songs and Ballads. And let me just read you something from the notes I discovered. And I quote, "Folk Songs and Ballads is the only document of Tia Blake's short-lived stint as a folk performer. In 1970, Blake was an American teenager living in Paris who stumbled into a recording contract that resulted in a single LP of 11 traditional folk compositions. The next summer, Blake left France, never to return and never to record or perform publicly again. She died of breast cancer June the 17th, 2015, at Manor Care in Pinehurst, North Carolina. And that 18-year-old girl went into a recording studio in Paris, France, and produced an album of what I think are breathtaking versions of some of our great traditional songs. And never sang again. This is Tia Blake with Betty and Dupree. Called Folk Songs and Ballads, and that was Tia Blake with Betty and Dupree. Her voice reminds me a little bit of the young Shirley Collins, and I think there's an element of openness, a lack of artifice, you might say, which makes her singing really stand out. I'll play you another track from that in perhaps next month. Now, Mikey Kenny is a Liverpoolian fiddler and multi-instrumentalist. And with the name Mikey Kenny and coming from Liverpool, you might be forgiven for thinking that he plays mostly Irish music. Well, he plays lots of great Irish tunes. He's a terrific fiddler, but he's also an interesting singer and songwriter and musician. He has his own label, and you can get his albums from his website. The most recent is called The Reverie Road, And what I like about this is that he's playing English stuff as well as Irish stuff. And this is a terrific version of the Morris tune, I suppose you'd call it, Green Sleeves, or as it's more commonly called, Backer Pipes. Some great playing here. Just have a listen to this. Backer Pipes or Green Sleeves from Mikey Kenny's new album, The Reverie Road. And I've just remembered, it's actually a Morris double jig. And if you go online, let me just click on this again. Let's have a look. If you go online, you can find a video of Hedge Monkey Morris dancing it. There you go. That's Hedge Monkey, all one word. Do go and look, because it's good. Two lads doing the Backer Pipes double jig. Now, let's have another track from the Naomi Bedford and Paul Simmons new album, Singing It All Back Home. This is their version of a classic that you'll know as Silver Dagger or Don't Sing Love Songs, made famous, of course, by the great Dolly Parton, who, this is true, she has a ranch in, I think it's in Kentucky. I know I've driven past it. Anyway, it's up in the Appalachians. It's called Dollywood. And when she's in residency at the ranch, she flies an enormous brassiere from her flagpole. There you go, bit of useless information. Anyway, of course, she sang a great version of the song Silver Dagger. And this is an equally great version, I think, from Naomi Bedford and Paul Simmons, which they call Who's That Knocking?
Thank you.
Amy Bedford and Paul Simmons with Who's That Knocking? From the album Singing It All Back Home, Appalachian Ballads of English and Scottish Origin. And that, of course, is exactly what it says on the label and what it does. The Appalachian Ballads that they've sung came originally from England, Scotland, and I think probably Ireland as well. I remember when I was over there recording and filming with the BBC, the further up the backwoods we got, the further up the creek we got, the more we found ourselves in communities that had left Ireland, Scotland, Wales and England way back in Victorian times or earlier and gone to live away from the reach of officialdom and tax collectors and people who would stop them brewing moonshine. Very, very individual places, which is where that mountain spirit, of course, comes from. Now, nobody has evoked the landscape and traditions of Northumbria more effectively and with more affection than Catherine Tickell, a great Northumbrian piper, great fiddler also. She's steeped in the songs, tradition and stories of the Northeast. She's made more than a dozen albums since she burst onto the scene as a teenager in 1984. Her new album is called Hollow Bone. It mixes pipes, fiddles, mandolin, synthesizer, accordion, and vocals. Somebody's described it as a shape-shifter of a record, and I suppose that's true to some extent because there's lots of influences, rock and roll, blues. You can hear lots of different influences coming into this. But the whole thing, I think, works really, really well. I'm going to play you a track from the album called Colliers, and it's a version of the Collier's Rant, about a miner setting off for the pit and meeting the devil on the way. But before I play the track, I want to play you Jed Grimes from the album Black Snow, reading a poem called Collier, The Enemy Within, because I think it just helps to set the song up a little bit. So first of all, Jed Grimes with Collier, and that's followed by Catherine Tickell with Colliers.
He lies side on, man fetus in the 2 foot seam, near naked, hacking out the light of ancient suns. A mile above him, laughing children dam the stream. The hedges hang their may, the wild hare runs. Coiled in the Davy lamp dark, he hews the coal, cuts out the bright black jewels that fire the dreadnought's screw, that smelt the bullet's lead, and forge the iron boots that police the empire's bounds. Hutched in the halo of the lamp's soft, lambent light, curled, bent, he fells the boles of forests from a time when giant lizards walked the earth. And high above him, in the summer day's bright warmth, the kings of the New Jerusalem walk the links, adjust their grips, address the ball, while ink-black, far below, the enemy within. Naked but for rags, he hacks on, the weight of kings and empires on his back.
and through me canny lado. Follow the horses, jolly me laddie. Lad, lay away me canny lado. Follow the horses, jolly me laddie. Follow the horses, follow them through me canny lado. Follow the horses, jolly me laddie. Oh, lad, lay away me canny lado. Follow the horses, jolly me laddie. Follow them through me canny lado. Follow the horses, jolly me laddie. Me hob marres, me puttin's all done. Follow the horses, Johnny me laddie. Follow them through me canny lado. Follow the horses, Johnny me laddie. Oh, lad, lay away me canny lado. Follow the horses, Johnny me laddie. Follow them through me canny lado.
From a really terrific album, Catherine Tickell there with a track called Colliers. The album is called Hollow Bone. And before that, you heard Jed Grimes from the album Black Snow reading a poem called Collier, brackets, The Enemy Within, which I wrote. Now, Ye Vagabonds are a Dublin-based duo, brothers, and I love their first album, and their second one, The Hare's Lament, I think is absolutely double, triple, brilliant. But let's see what you think. This is their version of a song I first heard Bert Lloyd sing, and it's so close to his version that I wonder whether they learnt it from him. It's the archetypal song about a man meeting a girl, and the night's damp, and the dew is on the grass, and he saves her from getting wet, I think. It's called The Foggy Dew. This is Ye Vagabonds, and you are in for a treat.
Fired up. in my arms she lay. And when the broad daylight appeared, she cried, I am undone. Well, hold your tongue, my pretty young girl, for the foggy dew has gone. Times that I think on that night that I kept off the foggy dew.
Uncluttered, great harmonies, a great feel for their music. Ye Vagabonds with The Foggy Dew from their new album, The Hare's Lament. And I know I keep saying things are wonderful and brilliant and fantastic, but it's true. If it was crap, I wouldn't be playing it on the show. I like to share nothing but the very, very best with my listeners. Talking of which, it's not very often you get a musician with as much conscience as young Eliza Carthy. Let me just read you this. Every loving note played on this album and every penny raised from this limited edition is dedicated to paying the members of the UK Wayward Band in restitution for the monumental con they suffered in 2016. It cannot be stated strongly enough what an honourable and hard-working bunch they are and how much they and we did not deserve what happened. Well, I haven't been able to find out what happened in any detail, but I do believe that both Eliza and the band were ripped off, and I think by a professional company, to the extent that they lost a great amount of money. And Eliza went into the studio and recorded this most amazing album called Restitute, boxed set of two CDs, one of which contains tracks of her wonderful singing and the other which contains her reading what I think may be the beginning of an autobiography. It's boxed and beautifully presented. Do check it out on her website. You'll find details by going to our website, and there's a link through there to Eliza's website, and in fact, the website of every artist you've heard on this show. From the album Restitute, the double CD, this is from the Song CD, and it features John Bowden accompanying Eliza with the man who puffs the big cigar. And I wonder what she's talking about there.
Turns all he touches into stone. The crash flows in from near and far when he picks up the telephone. The value of his property increases daily. No one knows how much he owns, and still he schemes. The more he buys, the more it seems there is no limit to his dreams. And as the market booms, his empire grows. Susie, a stripper in a Soho club, she works long hours but not for love. And when men see her body, they go crazy. For she just smiles in her heart and keeps herself the soul apart. And in her room at night she dreams alone. For Susie loves the man who flies the high trapeze. He's flying now 1,000 thousand miles away. But she knows one day she'll meet him as she always used to do, by the statue of Eros on a bright summer's day. The man who puffs the big cigar turns all he touches into stone. The cash flows in from near and far, and he picks up the telephone. And Eros too belongs to him, and all the land for miles around. He buys the men who clear the way, who draw the plans to make it pay. He has no time for yesterday. His deals are shrewd and his investments sound. Susie, the men who view her wanter for themselves, why Susie just ignores their looks. She knows they cannot buy this lady. She walks the world in a see-through dress, self-contained, self-possessed, and in her heart the secret that is hers. A message from the man who flies the high trapeze, a message from a thousand miles away, telling her to meet him as she always used to do, by the statue of Eros on midsummer's day. The man who puffs the big cigar turns all he touches into stone. The cash flows in from near and far when he picks up the telephone. Now all around Eros towers rise and concrete slabs that black the sun. And carefully he calculates the profit he expects to make from each square foot of his estate. That's a bumper crop when all is said and done. Susie, why are you looking so afraid? You know he'll keep the vow he made. The time has come and gone, it won't be easy to find him in his concrete maze, walls and railings bar the way. As if she's lost in space, she wanders on, looking for a man who flies the high trapeze. But he could be a thousand miles away, and cut off by the traffic in the distance, out of reach, is the statue of Eros, and it's midsummer's day. The man who puffs the big cigar turns all he touches into stone. The cash flows in from near and far when he picks up the telephone. His country mansion, Tudor style, has priceless pictures on the walls. And he picks up the phone and starts to turn the wheels, a scheme to market instant cures for broken hearts, which could yield handsome dividends for all.
The man who puffs the big cigar, Eliza Carthy, featuring John Bowden on that track with her, from the double album Restitute, and all the money that is raised by the sales of that album goes towards paying off the band who worked with her and who were ripped off royally by somebody or other. The album is numbered 1 to 1500 and I think they're nearly all gone, so you've just got a chance to perhaps get your little mitts on one of the last copies. Now, an album came in a couple of weeks back, which I put on the CD player, and I thought, this is absolutely wonderful. Great musicianship, wonderful singing. But I couldn't pronounce the names because it's Welsh, and my pronunciation of Welsh is completely rubbish. So please forgive me. I got in touch with Julie Murphy, the great Welsh singer and Welsh speaker, and she did give me a few hints. So here we go. The album is called Tŷ ein Tadau, which means the house of my father. The band are called Vri, and the song, which is about a horse in a place called Maltraith near Anglesey, is called Cob Maltraith. I hope that didn't upset too many of you people over there in Wales. Did me best. A wonderful, wonderful song. Just listen to this.
Os torrydd cob malltraeth fefaddydd fy mam mae'r nafon yn fy nghalon ti'r ai, oli, oli, ai mae'r nafon yn fy nghalon mae fi gaif y can. Ond fedrai ddim clytio na golchif hen gris mae'r nafon yn fy nghalon ti'r ai, oli, oli, ai mae'r nafon yn fy nghalon byddai farw ar fri. Mae'r nafon yn fy nghalon, ti'r ai, mar na volnan vang halon mai vi gai fa ka.
Well, the album's called Tí Ein Tadó, The House of My Father. The band are called Vrí, and that was Cobb Malthraith. I think I got away with it. Just. Now, a couple of reissues came through the studio door the other day, both by David Graham, and both on the, let's have a look, the label, Bread and Wine, it's called. David Graham, one of the great, well, movers and shakers of the 1970s and late 60s folk scene. He probably influenced more people than any other guitarist of his day. First thing you learned was Angie, or the first thing you tried to learn was his tune Angie. He, as many of you will know, had quite a few health problems towards the end of his life, but he left us with some superb albums. And two of them, as I just said, have been reissued, Hat and Midnight Man. I'm going to play you a track now from Midnight Man. It's his version of the classic Stormy Monday.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, and Thursday's also sad. The eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. The eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church and I kneel down and pray. I say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Somebody finds my baby, won't they send her home to me?
Stormy Monday from David Graham's album Midnight Man, one of two reissues that came through the door a couple of days back. Now, here's a story for you from the London Times, July the 20th, 1836. Hardly seems like yesterday. Here we go. Early in July, some boys were searching for rabbit burrows in the rocky formation near Edinburgh, known as Arthur's Seat. In the side of a cliff, they came upon some thin sheets of slate, which they pulled out and discovered a small cave. Inside were 17 small coffins, 3 or 4 inches long. In the coffins were miniature wooden figures, all dressed differently in both style and material. It was obvious that the coffins had been deposited singly in the little cave and at intervals of many years. In the first tier, the coffins were quite decayed and the wrappings had moulded away. In the second tier, the effects of age had not advanced so far, and the top coffin was quite recent-looking. End of quote. And nobody knows why all those coffins were put there, one by one, over the years. Was it witchcraft? Another kind of magic? Was it to commemorate people who died? Nobody knows. But here's a song about it, from the band Dancing with Ghosts, the album Tales of Auld Reekie, which, of course, is the old name for Edinburgh. And this is 17 Coffins.
What shall we do today, boys? What shall we do today? We'll leave behind the cobbled street, we'll cotton tail and Arthur's Seat. Oh, that's what we'll do today, boys, that's what we'll do today. What do you think we'll find, boys? What do you think we'll find? Ponies running fast and free, think they'll hide from you and me. Well, that's what I think we'll find, boys, that's what I think we'll find. What do we have down here, boys? What do we have down here? A thin slate door to set aside. What do you think there'll be inside? Oh, what have we got down here, boys? What have we got down here? 17 coffins, small and plain. 17 souls that lie within. Well, who they are and where they've been, we'll probably never know. Who they are and where they've been, we'll probably never know. Were they men of war, boys? Were they men of war? Sailors who were lost at sea, did they fight for king and country? Oh, were they men of war, boys? Were they men of war? Were they made of darkness? Were they Satan's dolls? Witch and warlock, curse and spell, did they damn their poor lost souls to hell? Oh, were they made of darkness? Were they Satan's dolls? Did they come from Westport, boys? Did they come from Tanner's clothes? Victims of the body trade, the murders Burke and Hare made pay. Oh, did they come from Westport, boys? Did they come from Tanner's clothes? 17 coffins, small and plain, 17 souls that lie within. Well, who they are and where they've been, we'll probably never know. Who they are and where they've been, we'll probably never know. That's what we did today, boys, that's what we did today. We left behind the cobbled street, we cotton-tailed at Arthur's Seat. Yes, that's what we did today, boys, that's what we did today.
17 coffins small and plain, 17 souls that lie within. Well, who they are and where they've been, we'll probably never know. Who they are and where they've been, we'll probably never know.
Mystery Still Unsolved. Dancing with Ghosts from their album Tales of Old Reiki and 17 Coffins. It really is fascinating. Why would somebody go to all the trouble of taking little 4-inch coffins up all the way up that hill and burying them in a little cave? Nobody knows. Damaris Woods is a lady banjo player from Ireland. She was born in England but has gone back to live in her mother's homeland. She is probably one of the best banjo players I've ever heard. Her album is called With My Banjo on My Knee. I'm going to play you a track now, which is a jig and a couple of reels. The Castle Jig, The Green Groves of Erin, and Damp in the Attic. And just listen to this, the genie coming out of the magic bottle.
Thank you.
great Damaris Woods there with the Castle Jig, Green Groves of Erin and Damp in the Attic from her album With My Banjo on My Knee. Right now I'm going to play you some Hedy West. Hedy West came to England, I remember, back in the late 60s, early 70s, and rocked the folk world with her wonderful singing. She was steeped in the music and traditions of the Appalachian Mountains. She was a great banjo player. I think she had a huge influence on Martin Simpson. I remember him telling me once way back. And on many other people as well. Well, there's been a recent issue on the fledgling label. The album is called Untitled. And I'm going to play you a track from it now called Bushwhacker, which is, I think, a strange title for a song from the Appalachian Mountains, although maybe it isn't. But there's no notes. So when in doubt, play the track.
The thicket's my home. I am a bushwhacker. The thicket's my home. And them that don't like it can let me alone.
Bushwhacker, Hedy West, from her album Untitled on the fledgling label. Now, a couple of years back, I played a few tracks from a stunning album from a girl called Becky Mills. And it's been a while since she's produced anything, or that I've seen anyway. And a couple of days ago, in fact, just the day before yesterday, I got a copy of her new album, which is called Tall Tales and Home Truths. And the opening track, I've not had a chance to listen to all of it fully yet, but the opening track is really terrific, I think. And it's a true story because her brother is, in fact, a farmer who spends most of his life working and rarely has time to go and, you know, find himself a wife, I suppose. And, you know, remember that children's counting rhyme, the farmer wants a wife, E-I-A-D-I-O. The farmer wants a wife. Anyway, this is a terrific song, I think, but let's see what you think about it. Becky Mills with My Brother's a Farmer.
My brother's a farmer, he's strong and he's kind, but he won't sixes and tens, and he toils and he grows. From May to September, he'll not courting go. My brother's a farmer, he's weathered and worn. He's tall as a tree and as golden as corn. Look for him if you will, when the day is short and cold. From May to September, he'll not courting go. My brother's a farmer, his clothes they're torn. He's scratched and he's calloused, he's muscle and brawn. He sings with his eyes closed, so his heart he'll not show. From May to September, he'll not courting go. My brother's a farmer, he's strong and he's kind. If he were a rich man, he would give you his time. He'd give you his time like he gave with the bow. And if you gave him yours, I'm sure he'd not court him. Summer's never mine. From May to September, he'll not courting go.
Well, I'm going to delve into that CD and tell you a bit more about it next time. Becky Mills with My Brother's a Farmer from her album Tall Tales and Home Truths. Just got time for one more track. Unless you've been living on Mars, Venus, Pluto or one of its many moons for the last 3 years, you will know that the United Kingdom has been involved in a process called Brexit. Anyway, in the Twitter storm that's been going on recently, following on the million people marching through London asking for a second referendum, arguing that if politicians can change their minds, why can't the people? And the 6 million people who've gone online and signed the online petition asking for Article 50 to be revoked while they sort Brexit out rather than crashing out, I was approached by somebody who suggested that I play the following tune, just to cheer everybody up. So here's Bob Dylan with The Times They Are A-Changing. Oh, by the way, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. Ta-ra!
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changin'. Congressman, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall, for he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changing. The mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, for the times they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changin'.